Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell with Community Comment. Last week, I went to Tennessee to visit my son who lives in Nashville. It was a refreshing week and we had a great time as a family acting like tourists. We walked up and down Broadway and listened to the country bands. We even went swimming in a pool shaped like a guitar at the hotel. We drove a few hours east of Nashville, headed towards the Appalachian Mountains. Once you get off the freeway, the roads meander through groves of trees that line the roads and their branches touch at the top to make a tunnel over the vehicles. It's a breathtaking drive. Arriving in Pigeon Forge, home of the famous Dollywood, is a bit of a shock. The trees on the side of the roads are replaced with Vegas-like tourist traps. It amazed us all that a tourist destination could be placed in the middle of the rolling hills and falling leaves. We counted at least 5 souvenir shops that had live animals as an attraction, 6 different old-fashioned photo shops, and a handful of indoor skydiving places, and almost a dozen mini golf courses. There's even a Paula Deen's Lumberjack Show. It's a strange part of the country where the majestic Blue Ridge and Smoky Mountains collide with the roller coasters and neon lights. Yes, we acted like tourists, and no, there was no butter in Paula Deen's Lumberjack Show, even though we did try her buttercream soda. A short drive south leads to Gatlinburg that has the same flashy tourist feel and at least 3 different Ripley's Believe It or Not attractions. On the south end of town, you immediately enter the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. According to the National Park Service, this is the most visited national park in the world, and for good reason. Our family especially enjoyed driving a few miles down the Blue Ridge Parkway. This drive is similar to the Avenue of the Giants. It's not the fastest way to get from point A to point B, but it is the most scenic. There are turnouts every few miles where you can take pictures of scenes that most people only get to see on calendar pages. Unlike our great redwoods, these trees change color in the fall as they lose their leaves and make for incredible views. So why am I telling you all this? I believe that every once in a while we need to get off the freeways and travel down the road less traveled. It's so easy for us to forget the beauty and majesty that we live in. At least it is for me. As a young boy, my dad used to tell me that a dull knife is more dangerous than a sharp one. Any experienced logger will tell you that it's worth your time to sharpen your saw and your axe. A sharp axe takes less effort than a dull one. It's worth your time to sharpen your axe. It's worth it to take a vacation and get out and see the sights, do the tourist stuff, and take pictures worthy of a calendar. When we are rested and sharp, we are more effective than when we're worn out and dull. If the stress of elections and politics and COVID and fires and everything else has you worn out, find a way to sharpen your axe. If you don't have the time and ability to visit the Great Smoky Mountains, then take a drive. Take a drive down the Avenue of the Giants. Or just take a walk on the beach. Or just sit on the porch with a glass of sweet tea like they do in Tennessee. Go ahead, take a break. It's worth it, and you deserve it. And then, get back to work. Thank you very much. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.